This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States waged military airstrikes in eastern Syria against facilities belonging to what the Pentagon said were Iranian-backed militia. Thursday's strikes marked the first time President Joe Biden authorized an attack since taking office last month. The Pentagon said the attacks were retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq earlier this month that killed one civilian contractor and wounded a U.S. service member and other coalition troops. The February 15th rocket attacks on U.S. positions in Iraq were carried out as Washington and Tehran are looking for a way to return to the 2015 nuclear deal abandoned by former U.S. President Donald Trump. Officials with U.S.-backed forces in northeastern Syria tell VOA the Islamic State terror group appears to be exploiting security gaps across Syria and Iraq to reposition its forces and help fuel an increase in violence that is re-energizing fighters and supporters. They say the recent surge in violence across the region are linked to an influx of operatives from areas nominally under the control of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, as well as from neighboring Iraq. They add this includes attacks on civil servants and execution-style killings at the al-Hal displaced persons camp. Protests against the military coup resumed Friday across Myanmar, despite growing intimidation from security forces and from pro-junta gangs the day before. On Thursday, tensions escalated on the streets of Yangon between anti-coup protesters and supporters of the military. The violence complicates an already intractable standoff between the military and a protest movement that's been staging large rallies daily. This is VOA News. A lawyer for Russia's opposition leader says Alexei Navalny has been sent to serve his sentence in a prison outside Moscow. The move comes despite the demand by Europe's top human rights court to release him. Navalny, President Vladimir Putin's constant foe, was arrested January 17th upon returning from Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin. Russian authorities have rejected the accusation. Earlier this month, Navalny was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for violating terms of his probation while convalescing in Germany. Suspected armed bandits raided a school in northwestern Nigeria overnight, abducting students, local authorities said Friday, raising fears the country had been hit by another mass kidnapping. Gunmen attacked the Government Girls Secondary School in Zamfara State, kidnapping an unknown number of students from dormitories. In the initial aftermath, teachers said several hundred girls were unaccounted for. The State Information Commissioner said security forces are tracking the criminals. A new Amnesty International report says soldiers from Eritrea systematically killed many hundreds of people in a massacre in late November in the Ethiopian city of Aksum. The report echoes the findings of an Associated Press story last week and cites more than 40 witnesses. The new report on what might be the deadliest massacre of Ethiopia's Tigray conflict describes soldiers gunning down civilians as they fled, lining up men and shooting them in the back, and refusing to allow people to collect and bury the dead. Ethiopia has not commented. Eritrea called the AP story lies. A group of 17 former gymnasts, including three Olympians, are to launch legal action against British gymnastics for alleged, quote, systemic physical and psychological abuse, end quote, by coaches targeting children as young as six. The athletes have served a letter before action on the sports governing body in the UK. The letter says athletes between the ages of 6 and 23 at the time of the alleged abuses, which included, quote, widespread inappropriate use of physical force, end quote, by coaches and enforcement of baseless weight management techniques. Authorities say a former U.S. Olympics gymnastics coach with ties to disgraced sports doctor Larry Nassar killed himself after being charged with 24 crimes, including forms of human trafficking. The Attorney General of the state of Michigan announced John Gettert's death Thursday afternoon, just 3 hours after telling reporters charges against Gettert, including sexual assault, human trafficking, and turning his Lansing area gym